Thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Naya. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I just wanted to call you regarding a charge on my credit card that I did not consent to.
Okay, one second. Can you please provide me with your zip code?
80022.
Can you verify your first and last name, please?
Gina Stitcher.
And can you verify your address, please?
Well, I don't know if I want to verify all this or not because the charge was fraudulent. I didn't agree to it, so I'm not real comfortable about giving you any more information than what I've already given you.
It's just for verification. This is a recorded line, so everything is being recorded.
Yeah, I understand that it's being recorded. I want to understand what your accountability for putting a $94.90 charge on my credit card that I did not authorize is what I want to understand.
Can you please verify your address?
15501 East 112th Avenue, Unit 21B, Commerce City, Colorado.
Okay, so I do see on the 6th of January you purchased the Lavish Grace skincare cream for the shipping and handling price of $4.95.
That was it, period.
So, on the website and in terms of conditions, it does state that you were on a 14-day trial period. And if you would have gave us a call within your trial period, we could have got you canceled out or offered you some discounts on the final price of the product. Or we could have extended your trial so you had more time to try the product out. But what happened was they did bill you for a price of the product after your trial period was over, and you are on a recurring payment each month. So if you was to continue with the subscription next month, they will ship out more product and bill.
Okay, well, I want it stopped immediately. And I never saw anything about any continuing subscription. So I want this stopped immediately. I do not want any more charges incurred on my account.
Okay.
And I can't even get the jar open that I received in the first place. So I've not been able to use any of the cream at all, period. I can't even get the jar open. My husband can't even get the jar open. So it's a faulty product.
Okay, so I do have everything canceled out, and I do have a cancellation code for you if you would like to write that down.
Go ahead.
C as in cancel, F as in Frank, F as in frog, 0, B as in bug, 5, E as in elephant, 2, 2, 4, 8.
All right, and what about the, so I won't be receiving anything and there's not any more charges on my credit card?
Correct. Everything is canceled out and erased from our account.
And what about the $94.90 that I've already incurred?
That charge is valid due to you receiving that product, but I can offer you a 50% refund on that charge.
Well, I need that.
So you accept the 50% refund? Hello?
I don't know if you're going to do it or not. I don't know if you're going to honor it or not.
You will receive an email to girl438special@aol.com. Is that your email?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you should receive an email once I process that refund.
And when will that be?
After I'm done typing the notes.
All right. I will take that.
One second.
Do you have any idea why I can't open the jar?
I'm not sure. Maybe you guys opening it wrong or not twisting it or pull it off. I'm not sure. I never had that issue.
I mean, my husband's a really big guy, and he's pretty strong, and we've tried everything to get the drawer open, and we can't get it open. So, you know, I've not even been able to use the product, so it's absolutely useless. The whole thing has been a complete debacle.
I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am. Okay, so you should receive an email now stating that your refund is on the way and everything is canceled out.
All right. And how long will it take before that's reflected on my credit card?
Within 3 to 5 business days.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Okay.